For some members of the baby boom generation sitting cross-legged on the floor in front of their television sets, these were magic words.
Another program in the award-winning series, the New York Philharmonic Young People's Concerts, under the musical direction of Leonard Bernstein.
From 1958 until 1972, the CBS broadcasts of Leonard Bernstein's Young People's Concerts introduced generations of children to classical music. But the tradition started long before Leonard Bernstein and has continued long after him. Today, the New York Philharmonic celebrates the 80th anniversary of the series with a birthday bash at Avery Fisher Hall. Jeff London reports.
It all began in January 1924 when New York Philharmonic conductor Ernest Schelling led the first in a series of concerts programmed for children, says Philharmonic educational director Tom Cabanis.
Uncle Ernest, as he was referred to, was someone who was thinking about media, multimedia presentations right from the beginning, and wanted children to interact with music in a new way.
Multimedia in that time meant hand-colored glass lantern slides with orchestra accompaniment. Schelling's innovative approach inspired a high standard for concerts that were, after all, meant for children. Over the years, audiences at young people's concerts have been treated to performances by artists from pianist Andre Watts to composer Aaron Copland, from folk singer Burl Ives to pop singer Bobby McFerrin. And some of the kids who attended these concerts grew up to become professional musicians themselves, like the Philharmonic's associate principal violist Rebecca Young, who came to see Leonard Bernstein live when she was only 2 1/2.
I remember rolling the programs up. I took 2 programs and held one under my chin and held one under my other hand and pretended it was a violin. I always wanted to do it from the time I was 2 1/2, I suppose.
Did you ever feel that you wanted something more than anything else in the world, and you said so, and they said, no, you can't have it, and you said again, I want it, and again they said no, and again you said louder and more excited, I want it, and again louder, I want it, until it seemed that something would break in your head and there's nothing left to do but cry. Well, that's like this music. Listen. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it.
Leonard Bernstein wanted to put the young people's concerts on TV and talked CBS into broadcasting them. They became enormously popular, and Bernstein even continued them after he left the orchestra in 1969, says his daughter Jamie.
Of all the things that my father did, I think he was proudest of his educational projects, the best of which and the most memorable was the Young People's Concerts, and he got such a kick out of doing them.
Now, did you hear that last little echo in the woodwind? It's like somebody laughing at something you just said. For instance, if you say very seriously, ba-da-bum, 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 and somebody makes fun of you and goes, you may not like him for doing it, but it's still fun. It's like teasing, which is fun.
Bournemouth Symphony music director Maren Alsop says Leonard Bernstein taught her that music was fun, and it was at a young people's concert at the age of 9 that she realized she wanted to be a conductor. Alsop eventually studied with Bernstein as a grown-up.
Bernstein, for me, had that excitement and the sense of adventure that children have about discovering something new and feeling so thrilled that you can't contain yourself. And I think that was contagious. I had a poster of Leonard Bernstein and a poster of the Beatles when I grew up in my room. He ranked right up there.
Bernstein's daughter Jamie says the Beatles and other contemporary artists ranked right up there for her father, too.
He loved the Beatles and a lot of the other British invasion music. And so we talked about it all the time in the car. And he would say, hey, this song's in the Dorian mode. You know what a mode is? And what do you know? The next young people's concert would be about modes.
Now, here's another piece in the Dorian mode. I wonder if you know this one.
Hey, Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time with rhyming verse and curse the fault in me. And then along comes Mary.
Along comes Mary in the ancient and honorable Dorian mode. The same mode we just heard in Debussy and in the plain chant. Now, who'd have thunk it?
Philharmonic Education Director Tom Cabana says Bernstein's ability to draw from many sources to answer a central question made him a great teacher.
One of the things that I think was so riveting about him was he was absolutely connected to the question that he was asking from the minute that the show began to the minute that it ended. And it was really kind of following Lenny through his quest.
What does development mean in music? Well, the same thing as it means in life. Great pieces of music have a lifetime of their own from the beginning to the end of any piece. And in that period, all the themes and melodies and musical ideas the composer had, no matter how small they are, grow and develop into full-grown works, just the way babies develop into big grown-up people. Now, first of all, let's listen to one of the greatest examples of development in the whole history of music, the last movement of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony. Now, this movement grows in all kinds of different ways from the first four notes that you hear right at the beginning. They go like this. Four very simple notes. Now, see if you can follow the fascinating life that blossoms out of these four notes as the piece develops.
After Bernstein stopped conducting the Young People's Concerts, CBS eventually dropped them from the schedule. But the Philharmonic continues to teach kids with programs in 10 public schools and an educational website, and the Young People's Concerts at Avery Fisher Hall are still the centerpiece of their efforts. Last year, Rebecca Young, that same viola player who rolled up her program as a 2.5-year-old, served as host.
Today we have an interesting mix of music written for young people, music performed by some very talented young people later in the show, and actually we have a piece that was composed by some 4th and 5th graders. Is that you? 4th and 5th graders from PS 165, right up the street, 109th Street.
Theme and Variation 1 by Jasmine Rodriguez of PS 165. Rebecca Young says she and her Philharmonic colleagues consider these concerts some of their most important performances.
To me, the point of having a young people's concert is to make the audience, the kids and their parents, enjoy it so much that they want to come back, not just that it's a concert that, you know, here's a Saturday afternoon, let's go take the kids to do something. This is the audience of the future, you know, after all.
Today, the New York Philharmonic celebrates the 80th anniversary of its Young People's Concerts with a program entitled Dance Party, hosted by Jacques d'Amboise and conducted by Roberta Minchuk. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Alice Winkler, produced by Sarah Byer-Kelly, Ed McNulty, Darcy Bacon, Janaea Williams, Bridget McCarthy, Julia Bailey, Evie Stone, Liz Kaufman, and Diana Douglas. The technical director is Burke Hahn, so ably assisted by Neil Rausch, Ted Mebane, Chris Nelson, and Mitch Eaton. The librarians are Kim Alesky, Alphonse Vinn, and Annie Moffat. The senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Linda Wertheimer.